recreating a stranded airliner on the Capitol Mall in Washington, D.C. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Kate Hanai, founder and president of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. We're here to talk about the strand-in that's coming up in a few days in Washington, D.C. Kate, welcome in.
Well, thanks for having me, Paul. It's good to be back.
Well, before we get into the strand-in and the plans for it, it's a really neat-sounding event. I want to congratulate you because your cause is showing up in random news stories now.
It is.
I know that you know who Joe Sharkey is. He's a reporter for the New York Times.
I sure do.
He wrote about a couple of things that happened at small airports in upstate New York where people were stranded on airliners, and they were bought pizza.
Yes.
That was a fascinating story. I'm not sure if it was coincidence that caused it to happen at two different airports the same day in upstate New York, but Delta Flight 424 from Phoenix to Kennedy was diverted to Syracuse. And a Delta customer service rep picked up the tab for pizza for two flights that day that happened to. And then there was another one at Albany where a Continental flight had been sitting for, I guess, an hour and a half trying to get into Newark. And airport officials ordered the pizza. And the quote was, "We decided we can't let this kind of thing happen in Albany," unquote.
Thank God.
And so I find it interesting that the awareness of the issue is being raised. There's another story regarding the big delay that happened back in August at Los Angeles International Airport.
Yes.
And the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service had one bad network card in one desktop computer go down, and it took their whole system down. And 17,000 arriving passengers and another 16,000 awaiting departures got delayed, some of them into the wee hours of the next morning.
Yes.
A guy named Kent Richard, who works in the IT department for the customs agency, says, quote, "We recognize the fact that having folks sit on airplanes for hours is not acceptable, so we have to look at new procedures to make sure it doesn't happen again," unquote. And he says that this stranding, or I guess it's not technically a stranding in the same sense that most of your strandings are, but this event at LAX has prompted a speeding up of the process of upgrading that system to the point where they're expecting to get it done 9 months ahead of schedule.
Wow.
So you're having
That's
an impact,
awesome.
Kate.
Well, I do believe so. I mean, I'm hearing these stories, you know, I'm hearing them also. People are calling me and saying, hey, you know, they actually called for pizzas for us, or they let us get out of the plane for 15 minutes and pulled the plane up to the terminal. They realized we needed to get out and stretch our legs and, you know, buy some food and let us get back on the plane. So we are hearing that we know we're making an impact. The thing is it's temporary unless we get legislation. We know that in the past, some of these things happened, like in 99 and 2001. I don't know if they had as much impact as we're having then, because I wasn't really paying close attention to them then.
Right.
But I do know, and I'm very excited about, that we are making a difference, and that things are happening positively for people now.
Well, now this seems to lead to the possibility of another strategy for you, and I wonder if you've considered it, and that would be keeping the coalition going just because the publicity is having the same effect as the law would. Is that a viable compromise?
It absolutely is. You know, we intend to keep the coalition going regardless, and partly that's because many of the things that we wanted to have included in the law weren't, like the baggage issues. And some of these issues are really big issues that need to be dealt with into the future. And so we intend to build our coalition. We actually found another website that we're going to join with. They're actually going to give it to us. That is a website that this very wealthy man put together for free that has to do with how to sue the airlines in small claims court.
Oh.
And it has all the links to Congress in it. And these are things that normally we would have to pay a lot of money for, but he did it altruistically.
Mm-hmm.
And we called them and they said, you know, we really can't manage the site. Would you be willing to manage it for us and take it over? And we said, absolutely. And now they're looking to help, you know, donate to our cause. And so many great things are happening. It's incredible. And, you know, I do believe that we do need some form of legislation simply to show the airlines that they need to consider that these are safety issues at some point. They're not just customer service issues. The thing that we're looking at is that when you hold people in a plane for too long, all kinds of things happen, and it's unsafe. So I that's the one thing that I do want to say about the legislation. I realize that legislation is the last option that should be considered, but in this case, I do think we still are having the strandings. We still are having diabetics having problems on planes. Some of these incidences are just grand, you know, where they're doing the pizzas, and I hope it continues. And if they all adopted the procedures, you're right. Mm-hmm. We probably wouldn't need to pursue that avenue, and we could go on to other issues. But we still need to pursue this legislation because the capacity issue is so high that they can't seem to stop the tarmacings right now. They're still sitting people in planes too long.
Let me ask you about suing in small claims court. This is a tactic I haven't really heard before. My understanding from some people who have broken these things down from a legal perspective is that there is enough weasel room in the contract of carriage for any of the major airlines that they haven't really legally promised you anything.
Well, you're probably right. However, taking them to small claims court is a hassle. It's a hassle for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some issues that, you know, we actually know some people that have won in small claims court, and there are some ways to do it. It depends on the issue that you're going after. But you're correct in that we went to the Department of Transportation and asked Calvin Scovel, you know, about the contract of carriage, and he looked us in the eyes and said, it's completely unenforceable. There's nothing in the contract of carriage that is enforceable, which brings into question why, how can they get away with calling it a contract?
Mm-hmm.
How can they call it a contract if it's unenforceable?
Well, and the interesting thing about small claims court is if the other side doesn't show up, you can win by default.
Exactly, and they generally won't. So if people went en masse, that would create a problem for them. And there have to be ways of people standing up. People are very frustrated, and they want to stand up, and they want to make a point and say, look, you know, it's gone too far. We need to back it up a little. It's not like we're asking for the olives in the salads. We're asking just to be let out of the planes at some point on the ground and to be able to buy our own food,
mm-hmm.
be able to advocate for ourselves. And you can't advocate for yourself if you don't know how long you can be held. That's the biggest issue, is that it's indefinite at this point. And none of the airlines, you know, we've had the advantage over the summer of looking at the proposed plans. I don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but Barbara Boxer's office received the proposed plans that the airlines were going to give for their deplanement.
We have talked about this, yes.
And none of them are enforceable. So basically, they're meaningless. And so now we're back to square one, where we still feel that we need to pursue this deplanement issue because it's indefinite. If the airlines would just come to us and say, look, we need 8 hours or 7 hours, or this is the, we're adamant about this is the amount of time that we have to have, at least people would know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now they don't, and they can't plan. And if you're a paraplegic with a colostomy bag, that's a problem.
Listen, we're going to talk about your strand-in coming up at the Capitol in a moment. We're talking with Kate Hanai, who is the president and founder of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt, talking today with Kate Hanai, who is the president and founder of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. Kate, you have a really interesting event coming up in Washington, D.C., but let me back up a little bit because it doesn't sound like you would have been able to even attempt it without some sponsors. Who's helping you out with this?
Well, actually, it's the people that are part of the coalition that are donating money to us. We have a couple of people that have donated into the thousands of dollars, but mostly people doing what they can when they can. And, we do have one corporate sponsor, which is the Doctors Company here in Napa, and they have 32,000 physicians that they underwrite. And they're very interested in the cause because of blood clots and diabetes and some of the issues that are very hard to deal with. The blood clot issue is hard because it can be misdiagnosed. And so then that's when the insurance companies can end up having to have a lot of costs involved.
Well, and deep vein thrombosis is something that can happen to somebody who was perfectly healthy when they got on the airliner.
That's correct. That's correct. And the UN World Health Organization came out with a study that just said your chance of fatal blood clot doubles after 4 hours of sitting in the same position. So if you're an unfortunate person, probably on the East Coast, in that corridor, sitting on the taxiway with your seatbelt on, and they're telling you you can't get out of your seat, and it's 4 hours before the plane takes off, you are really at risk of having a blood clot because you can't get up. They won't let you get up to go to the bathroom when you're in the taxi out. So there are issues that really need to be dealt with there. Now, our strand-in is so exciting. The idea around it was to have Congress, and especially the unconvinced members of Congress around deplanement, come into a mock jet situation, which we've built, and experience what it was like to be stranded. And that includes overflowing porta potties and stinky air, hot, sweaty situation, no information. We will have a pilot and flight attendants. We will have children. We'll have a woman making diapers out of T-shirts, just like it was on our plane. Mm-hmm. We'll have the sound of ambulances going to other planes. My oldest son, who's a recording engineering minor at San Diego State, is doing all the sound for it, and he was in the plane with us, so he knows what it sounded like with the engines coming on and off, and the conditioning that you have after that amount of time is amazing. Mm-hmm. And they will be given no food or water while they're in there. We don't anticipate them being able to hang out there very long because it's going to be pretty disgusting. But
right. But
they also are going to have a chance to speak, and it's going to be a huge media event. And we will be having Cinnabons and water outside for them. And it's going to be a moment they will remember. And we've also, you know, we have actually invited 5 members of Congress individually to speak, and they've all said yes. And we have not had one no so far. We haven't sent out the formal invitations yet. But we've done some pre-work on it to make sure that we would have speakers. And Peter Greenberg has agreed to be there and cover the event. So we're just very, very excited about it. And we think it's going to be a big impact. The other thing that happened that is kind of extraordinary is that I heard as an insider that it's quite possible that the testifying for the House, the second set of testifying hearings are going to happen on the 17th, which is 2 days before our strand-in. So I may very well be testifying about how the summer went for the airlines 2 days before the strand-in, which will be another opportunity to invite them
right.
into our jet.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, speaking of the how the summer went, we were hearing that Labor Day weekend was going to be perhaps the worst on record in terms of delays for airlines. Did you get any calls at the coalition hotline from people stuck on airplanes over the Labor Day weekend?
We did get some calls, but it wasn't as bad as 4th of July weekend. It seems to be not quite as bad as it was during 4th of July weekend. And I don't know if that's because we get about 70 calls a day. So we are hearing about the strandings avidly, and we're hearing about the baggage loss problems and all kinds of things, you know, every day. And the other thing that we've put together, which we are going to be taking to the strand in, are these stranded passenger emergency kits, which we have an astronaut diaper, earplugs, nose plugs, air freshener, a power bar, germicidal water tablets in case you have to drink water out of the bathroom sinks.
Mm-hmm.
And for the kids, there's a special airplane toy it's a little plastic mat that looks like a tarmac. I've got it at Target, believe it or not. I don't know why they built one, but they did.
Oh.
And it's really a fun kit that we're going to be introducing to members of Congress and selling on the sidelines there. And we're going to be having that available on our website, also on our shopping cart, and luggage tags that say, "This is not your bag."
Oh, that's great.
So we're really going to have fun with that. I think it's going to be a great event, and we're very excited about it. I think the timing is perfect. It's going to be pretty hot in September, so the tent should be pretty hot. And so it's a big tent that we've built to look like a fuselage.
Oh, that's great. And this is going to happen on September 19th?
September 19th between 11 and 1. And we're inviting every member of Congress, and if they can't make it, we've asked them to send a staffer or a family member.
Oh, great.
So, you know, there's really no excuse.
But wait a minute, this is only 2 hours.
It's 2 hours, and we're only asking them to sit in it for 1 hour.
Okay, and you figure that'll be enough.
Yes. What we're saying to them is if they can handle 1 hour of this, And we're gonna create the jet. It's really they're gonna be walking into it as if it's been 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feel of the jet is gonna be as if it's been sitting there 8 or 9 hours when they get in there. It's gonna be pretty gross. But you know, I don't know that they're gonna even like to sit there for 1 hour, to be honest.
Some may walk in, take a whiff, and turn around and say, "You've got my attention."
You've got my attention, and that's what we want. We want their attention. We want them to say, "Oh, man, this is not fun." We're already aware over the summer from Senator Lautenberg. Lautenberg was stuck at the airport for about 5 hours delayed, and he was aware that there were four other senators out on the tarmac that were stuck in jets for 5 hours. Oberstar was bumped off of a plane that he had a ticket for and had to charter a private plane to get from Minneapolis to D.C.
Oh.
And this did not make the news. And I don't know how it didn't, but it didn't. But his chief of staff told us the story. He got on the plane, and there was somebody else in his seat, and they told him to get off.
Wow.
And he's the chairman of the Transportation Committee. So, you know, no one's immune. Now, you know, I think these things should be getting their attention.
You know, if nothing else, they need to give the flight attendants and the gate agents a set of U.S. Senator trading cards so they know not to mess with these people.
I think we should be as special as they are.
Well, exactly. But you would think, just in the interest of self-preservation.
Yeah, you would think that. But what I find very fascinating about that is that it didn't seem to make a difference.
Well, then you can afford not to care if it won't matter.
Because it didn't make the media, and he didn't talk about it. He didn't come out and say, you know, this was a problem. And we've actually run some ads in his district saying, look, you made a promise that if the airlines didn't fix these problems, that you would.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not been fixed.
Kate Hanai is the founder and president of the Coalition for an Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. And she's also a recording artist. We're going to do something a little different today and close with a parody song performed by Kate Hanai and Reed Frommer. With apologies in advance to Eric Burden and the Animals, it's called We Gotta Get Out of This Plane. Kate, continued success. Make sure to keep us posted.
And I sure will. And it's really good to hear that we are making a difference. It's been a lot of work. I'm glad to hear that people are benefiting from what we've done.
In this dirty old part of the tarmac, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in flying. Seated and helpless, now their hair is turning gray. They've been trapped, ain't got no rights today.
Yeah, this water's tasting funky. Yeah, this bathroom line's so long. Still they won't admit that something's wrong.
Listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.